The Siders Oats. Shortly after construction of the new capital city at Austin began in 1839, Gideon White moved his family to the new settlement and built a log cabin near a fine spring on Shoal Creek. While passing through a live oak grove less than a quarter of a mile from his cabin in the spring of 1842, White was set upon by a band of mounted Indians. He fought valiantly from behind one of the large live oaks and killed at least one of his attackers before being killed himself. The marks of a number of arrows and bullets which hit the tree were visible for many years. White was one of several residents of Austin area who were massacred by the Indians that year. 4 years after his death, White's daughter, Louisa Maria, married Edward Siders, who was then engaged in the livery and grocery business in Austin. For a time, they lived in her father's cabin at the Springs, which became known as Siders Springs, and the nearby oak grove as Siders Oaks. After the election of 1850, when Austin was again selected as a seat of government, the capital's growth increased. The Siders family was among Austin's new residents that year. In 1865, General George Custer and his men camped under the sheltering live oaks at Siders Springs. By the 1870s, Siders Springs became a popular recreation spot. Siders erected bathhouses, picnic tables, and a dance pavilion at the springs which bore his name. He even provided for his patrons a means of transportation to and from town.